This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead this week, we'll be hearing from three players, one's top prospect for the 2022 NHL draft, Seattle's Kevin Korchinski, and two who are top prospects for their NHL teams and looking to be invited into Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. Ridley Gregg of the Brandon Wheat Kings and Ronan Seely of the Everett Silver Tips. He is the WHL Player of the Week. First up, well, WHL teams are 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the Kia Canada CHL Top 10 rankings this week. WHL teams taking the top four spots, led by the Winnipeg Ice, followed by the Everett Silver Tips, Kamloops Blazers, and the Edmonton Oil Kings. That is the first time that's ever happened since the CHL Top 10 was introduced. All four teams also lead their respective divisions.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Defenseman Kevin Korchinski is a top prospect for the upcoming NHL draft here this summer. Kevin, we'll talk about that in a second here first, but I want to ask you about how your season's going. It's a big one for you. Team's off to a pretty decent start. How's it going?
It's been great. We had a really hot start at the start, and we've just been through a bit of adversity right now, but hopefully we get it going back on the road. So.
Yeah, you know, you've lost three of four, which is first real sort of adversity, as you said, this season here. So how do you, what's been the talk to try to get out of it here? Played some real good, tough opponents lately.
Just staying positive and just trying to, like, play it day by day. The losses were tough, but I think we played a great game. And, yeah, just trying to get our first one back on so we can go back on the win streak. So, yeah.
You know, when you grow up in Saskatoon, you get drafted into the WHL. Sometimes, you know, Seattle might be a little bit far sort of out of that realm, right? So talk about coming to Seattle, making this your decision, and try to make the most of it here now in your draft year.
Yeah, well, I guess when I got drafted, I didn't really know what to expect from Seattle. But since I've got here, it's been amazing. Organization, coaches, the players, it's just been elite and amazing. So since I've been down here, it's just been awesome getting hard work and just bettering myself as a hockey player and as a person.
It's a good hockey community you're from. Who are some of the hockey guys you look up to? Maybe some players, or maybe there are some, you know, some NHLers that you try to model your game after or want to be like?
I guess the main guy I look up to is my dad. He played in the WHL, and he kind of helped me along the way get to where I am today. So then obviously just watching NHL, you can see so many amazing players and just model little things after them. So not one player in particular.
All right, so talk about your game. What do you think you are, and what do you want to be? Is you know, you get set for the draft here this summer, and hopefully you get your name called in the first round.
I like to view myself as a two-way defenseman who likes to get up the play and create offense, whether it's giving a tape-to-tape pass or a backdoor or something like that, but then also being aware in my D zone and just playing a well-rounded game all around.
Right, so with it, your draft year, you're getting more attention. So how are you handling all of that and seeing your name come up in all the draft rankings and different you know, prognosticators that put rankings out?
Yeah, I'm just trying to not worry about it. I'm trying to more worry about our team, and that's what I really care about this year, is just having a good year as a team and developing and hopefully making a long playoff push this year.
What do you want to work on as you move forward into this year here? And we're getting into December here and really quick, and, you know, there's still a lot of the season here to go. We're only 16, 18 games in, so what do you want to work on?
Well, I guess the main thing is just kind of getting more used to the league. I only got 23 games last year, and it's just usually a draft year you get 68 before, so just getting more aware of what I can do, what kind of player I need to be in this league, and just see what I can do to help my team the most.
Thanks for your time.
Awesome, thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edchenouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Hey, what a stretch for Brandon Wheat Kings captain and Ottawa Senators top prospect Ridley Gregg. He's getting hot just as Canada gets set to name its World Junior Selection Camp roster. Voice of the Wheat Kings, Brandon Crow, has more.
Chatting with Brandon Wheat King captain Ridley Gregg, and certainly been a great stretch of hockey for you. 8 points in your last three games, including your first ever 5-point night. You've also got 25 shots on goal in that stretch. What's been the biggest difference for you, of course, coming off the injury and coming back from you know, NHL camp?
Yeah, I think the main thing, probably just the chemistry with my line mates. We've really been able to connect lately on plays and everything, and the puck really wants to go in the back of net for us. I know we've got a couple garbage goals, so to speak, but yeah, I think the main thing would probably just be my line mates, though.
14 shots on goal in the game against Saskatoon. That's a career high, and based on my research, it's a Brandon Wheat King high as far back as online scoring kept track of shots. What changed that night? Did you just decide every time you got a chance you were throwing pucks at the net, or was it a defensive system that just gave you more opportunities than you'd normally get?
Yeah, I think we were really just going that night. The feet were moving. The plays were really buzzing around. I think our team had 44 shots or something like that. But I think for the most part, I mean, I was open in the right spots at the right time. And if there was a pass open, I'd probably pass it. But it was a shooting type of night. So, yeah.
Certainly when you go back to your summer and everything that's happened leading up to the NHL camp, let's talk about the goal in Winnipeg. You get a chance first off to play in your first NHL preseason game. Talk us through the moment when A, you found out you were playing, and B, maybe the moment when you walk into the locker room and kind of see your name hanging on the jersey. Was that a real special moment for you?
Yeah, it was obviously a pretty cool moment. I know anybody who gets a chance to play at that level, they're pretty excited. At first, I was kind of nervous, but then kind of got to the rink and did my routine, and I was kind of just fired up to play at first. And yeah.
Chatting with Ridly Greig, the captain of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Ottawa Senators prospect. Certainly plenty of talk around your transition to pro hockey, probably next year. Having your dad and family members play at that level, of course your dad and your uncle both play in the National Hockey League. So when you grew up, obviously fans not of the Wheat Kings might not realize, but you were actually on the draft floor stage with the Flyers a number of years back. You were just a young boy wearing a giant jersey. You were swimming in it as your dad is one of the main scouts for the Flyers. But you've been around this NHL game a long time. Did that, you know, help you at this point get in the right mindset because you know what it takes?
Yeah, I think, and the main thing probably just to talk with my dad back and forth throughout the games and everything. You know, he's been a really key piece to my development throughout the years, and just to see that draft back when, I think it was 2012, I think they drafted Sanheim, actually, and it was a good memory for me, and just to see how the draft worked and everything, kind of just knew what it takes after that, so, yeah.
Looking ahead, obviously the big story now is kind of turning your attention to the World Juniors, and you know the invite list will probably be coming out shortly. I imagine you'll be on it. Where is your mindset when it comes to the World Junior opportunity with Canada after everything that happened last year, and what kind of goal have you set for yourself?
Yeah, hopefully I'll be fortunate enough to make that list and to be there for the tryout and everything, and obviously you want to earn a spot on that team and to play for Team Canada and all the World Juniors and Rogers Place and everything. It would just be an unreal experience, such a good opportunity for a young kid like myself. So I'm really just looking forward to it.
When you look at the Ottawa Senators right now, I mean, every time you do something on the ice here in Brandon, the social media, the Ottawa fans, they go absolutely bananas. They love it. I mean, all day today, I'm looking at my computer right now, and it's just like after like from Ottawa fans. What's it been like going to a Canadian market? Obviously, your dad in Philadelphia and everywhere he played, but now you get a chance to be a part of a real hockey-crazed city. Have you noticed the fan mail and maybe some of the interactions on social media? What's it like being in a Canadian city?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The Ottawa fans are really into it. You know, you'll get the odd text or comment or whatever it is on social media or some fan mail, and it's pretty cool just to hear from the fans and everything from Ottawa, and yeah.
Lastly, obviously, Brandon's had a ton of adversity, the injuries, the man games lost, you know, everything that's gone into the start of the season. But it appears the team's starting to turn the corner a little bit here. What sort of goals has your group set, obviously, with you in charge as the captain? What sort of things are you looking for here in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think the first goal is probably just to play the same way we've played the last three, four games. I think the benchmark was probably the game we played against Stoon, where I think we probably should have won that game. But to keep the team up to that standard and hopefully get to 500 here soon and kind of just take off from there.
Well, Ridly, enjoy the rest of the season. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Ridly Greig, the captain of the Brandon Wheat Kings. John, back to you.
Everett Silvertips defenseman Ronan Seeley has led his team to an incredible start to the season. Now, on top of that, he's the WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Tips, Casey Bryan, sat down with the team's co-captain.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Ronan, this was a really big week for you and for the team at large, but speaking about you personally, how are you feeling about the way that you've been playing?
I mean, of course, I'm playing pretty confident right now, and I feel like I'm not doing anything I've haven't done in the past. It's just kind of clicking right now, so I'm looking forward to keep it going. And yeah, it's been working.
You've got 5 goals on the season already. That ties a season best for you, and none I don't think were prettier than the one that you scored on Tuesday. Take me through that play. At what point were you committing to going coast to coast?
Yeah, I mean, Zell drove that puck to me in the corner in my zone, and I had quite a bit of speed and quite a bit of room, so I just went for it, I guess, and things kind of worked out for me, and yeah, it was kind of a blur, so I don't really know what happened too much. I kind of watched a video and was like, wow, that was pretty nice. It was pretty cool, and it was pretty special, and it was a big game too. So
the team is now 15-0-1. What makes this team so special?
Just the group itself is so close. Every day at the rink, we're all bonding very well, and obviously we have crazy good depth, and it's just clicking right now, and it's been super fun to be a part of, and I can't wait for the rest of the year.
Does a run like this feel any different as a captain?
I mean, of course it does a little bit. We had a good run like this a couple of years ago, and it's a little different when you're a young guy. You don't really get to appreciate the wins, right? So being an older guy now, you got to appreciate how hard it is to win, and so we've been doing really well, and yeah, it's been fun.
You signed with the Carolina Hurricanes, and you attended their rookie camp. How did that experience shape what you were going to plan on working on going into this season?
For sure. I mean, it's always nice to get that NHL-level knowledge of what you need to work on and what you need to get better at to make that next jump, right? So I came back with a lot of confidence and a lot of insight as to what I needed to do, and I've been pretty close with the Carolina guys, and they've been talking to me lots and helping me with my games every day, and it's just kind of focusing my habits and what I need to do to get to that next level.
Is there anyone in particular in that organization who's been really helpful for you in this transition?
Yeah, last year I was Tim Gleason, their assistant coach. He was a D development guy, and this year it's Peter Harold. He's offered me lots. It's just their development guy, and he's watching all my games and giving me feedback and helping me out. So
you're a long way from Yellowknife right now, and when you think about it, you're going to be even further away when eventually you make your way to Raleigh. So what has this journey been like for you when you think back to growing up in the Northwest Territory?
Well, actually, I didn't grow up there. I just was born there. I moved to Olds when I was less than one, so I don't really know much about that. But yeah, I mean, it's still far away from Alberta, so it's crazy to see, and looking back, I don't think I'd ever imagine I'd be here, but I am now, and making most of it. So,
and you skated in your 150th WHL game last week. This whole major junior career for you, it's been really long, but really successful for you. How do you reflect on these last 4 years?
It's just flown by. I know when I was younger, all the older guys were saying how crazy time flies, and now that I'm here, it's like, wow. You just gotta appreciate these games and appreciate the moments we have here. And yeah, it's been really fun.
Ronan Seely, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say a big thanks to Brandon Crow and Brandon, Casey Bryant and Everett for their help putting things together this week. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.